This is an interview with Esther Haynes for the Youngstown State University Hubbard Bicentennial History by Dorothy Bullock at 21 Church Street, Hubbard, Ohio, on November 18, 1975, at 10 a.m.
What did I say? I don't remember. 19. Anything when I came here, because I was only 2 years old. That was in the early 1900s.
And close enough.
I mean, if you think I'm going to be specific, you're crazy.
I wouldn't want you to be. When you came here, did you come to the house on the corner here?
No. I don't know. I don't know just which house we came to. That house, I think it was about a year later.
Did your father build it?
No, oh, no, it was there. And T.R. Matthews owned it. I don't suppose you remember him.
No.
He used to have the store down at the corner of the northeast corner.
Oh, yeah.
Year ago.
And what was it then?
It was a general store.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
It was there for a good many years. And he owned quite a little bit of property in Hubbard at the time, among which was this house over here, which my folks bought from him. Ted didn't. In a fire at one time, I don't know whether it had been repaired before the folks got it, or whether they bought it in that condition and repaired it. But I do know that at one time we did some remodeling of it. And I remember it was a high windstorm, and things were just propped up against openings, you know. I was so afraid they were going to be blown in on us. Now, that kind of a memory a kid has.
Right.
But I went to Sunday school up here at the Methodist Church, and that was the old church. I don't suppose you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a frame building. It wasn't very big compared to what we have nowadays.
I don't suppose.
There was the main, what do you call it? The room in which you have your church service.
Sanctuary.
Yes, the main sanctuary. And then there was a smaller room behind it, which served as a Sunday school room for all classes, all ages.
You met all together? Or you sort of divided off?
No, they were divided off.
Uh-huh.
I can remember us being at one age, I don't remember what age now, somewhere in this end of the building, just grouped around the teacher, you know,
uh-huh.
About a dozen of us young girls, probably about 10 or 11 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the dinners they used to serve in that church, the women, and I can remember the fun the women had. Laugh. I didn't hear Claire Dan yet. She had been dead a good many years.
Oh.
That was my mother's group, the Ladies' Aid, they called them then. And
they had a kitchen in the basement of this church then?
No. I don't think there was much basement to it. Do you remember that?
I remember
the basement.
Wasn't the
kitchen
in that?
Kitchen was in that.
In the back room.
Just, I think the kitchen consisted of a stove, probably, or maybe two stoves. I don't remember that. And probably some place to wash dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to put up tables with horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not folding tables
table,
like you
no.
have now. No. Tables with horses, and they did their laying out of their foodstuffs on that. But they used to serve dinners and make money for the church. I think women made more money than the men ever did.
I think.
Because every time the church needed some money, they were the board trustees, or whatever they called them, for after the ladies had some money. Mm-hmm. And the school, that was the old building. You don't remember it, I know. Your mother would, I think.
Was it on the same spot as Roosevelt?
As the
Roosevelt School.
Yeah. I don't know what they call them. What's this one up here?
That's Reed School.
Yeah, well, that's Roosevelt School. Yeah, it was an old red brick building.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they tore it completely down.
Yeah, when they built a new one. It had three floors, huh?
I remember two. I just remember the two. I haven't done any part of the second one.
Well, maybe it was only two. I don't recall for sure. But the girls' outhouse was down this way. And the boys was over this way.
This way, yeah.
Yeah, over where the present football field is.
Oh,
over in that area.
Yeah. They had a long way to go.
And when you came up Orchard Avenue, and you cut across lots, you know, to get to school, you went down, there was a drop there of about, I would say 2 feet, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We used to go through that when it snowed, so we could go through the snow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you could have seen our outer clothing in those days. We wore those leggings that buttoned up the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Those took forever to get on because you had all those buttons.
Yeah. How was the school heated?
Cold.
Little.
Oh, no, I think they had a furnace.
Oh, they had a furnace?
Didn't they? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I'm sure they did.
Furnace, yeah.
Because I'm sure there was no heaters in our rooms.
No.
And we went to school, or I went to school. I'm not so sure about the first grade, but I think Myrta Bailey was the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But it was put in there when Marie was sick at one time, and a substitute, but there was someone in there that I can't recall her name, but I can just vaguely remember her having substituted or something.
How many teachers were in that school, dear?
Well, it was just the one for each grade.
Oh, each grade was separate, though.
Well, they might have been in, I'll take that back, they were not. They were separate in the sense that they were taught separately, but two grades might be in the same room and taught by the same teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She would take turns at them. Because the third and fourth grades, I think, we were in the same room, or the fourth and fifth, something like that. But the eighth grade was Hannah Gray, do you remember?
Yeah.
You know, she was an old Hubbard resident. Myrta Bailey, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name? Their names. They lived on West Liberty Street. That one of the girls taught. Worley.
Mm-hmm. Who was the principal?
Oh, heavens, we had a dozen or so, I suppose. There was one named Gray, there was one named Dray, D-R-A-Y. And when I was in high school, there was one named Benedict. And when we were in high school, I think it was the township girls, or pupils, that went to Rayon. I know part of them went to Rayon, and part of us were in Hubbard. We're always having problems with their school board or school authorities. And some of them went to Rayon, and some of us were in Hubbard. I was in Hubbard. And Benedict was our principal, and we had... It was while he was there that they started the instructions on commercial work, you know,
typing,
shorthand, commercial arithmetic, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd had 2 years of high school with the regulation, Latin, and so forth. And when they started that, I switched over because I wanted shorthand. So I had some some learning to do then in my third year of high school and fourth. Now I remember Miss Todd is the instructress in that. And she was good, but she got into some kind of personal trouble. I've forgotten what it was. And she left. But one time while she was here, she took us, she had a boyfriend who had either an agency or owned, personally, a Stanley steamer. And she took us all for a ride in the Stanley steamer.
Oh, the big yeah. Kind of experience.
Well, I'd forgotten about that until I thought of her.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you where we went, but
no.
I remember having the ride. And when I graduated from high school, there were 13 of us in our graduating class.
Oh, 13.
Out of the 13, I wonder how many are alive.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting. Do you know of any? Are any right here in Hubbard mm-hmm. that you know?
Florence Mitchell. She married Nick Carter. Oh, his name was Ira, but they called him Nick. Florence Carter.
Yeah.
On
Christian. Yeah.
Florence Hamill. Yeah. She's still living.
Two Florences out of that 13.
Bessie Brown, Bessie Lynn, she is now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about, was a boy that lived over towards Sharon named Ewart Evans. E-W-A-R-T, Ewart.
Hmm.
None of you remember that.
Yeah.
But it was such an odd name, at least at the time. And
it
I'm
still
not,
is.
Yes, I'm not sure whether he's been or not. I haven't heard of him for a good many years. Mm-hmm. And it was Floyd Allen, but Floyd's dead.
Allen.
Yes, do you remember him being around Hubbard? He was the short little fellow with the monstrous head.
No, I don't.
He may be dead, I don't know. You remember him, don't you?
Yeah, I think he's dead after I'm positive.
And Selden Matthews, and he's dead. Ralph Fish, I think he's dead.
He must have had even boys and girls.
No, I think there were 8 to 5.
Oh.
And let's see who else. Oh, Carolyn Taylor, she's dead. Minnie Paskey's dead. Ruth Vaness, Ruth Halliday.
Yeah.
Mabel Creed. Mabel Fernie.
Mm-hmm.
How many have I named?
Oh, must be almost 13. Would that be Harold Paskey's mother that you just...
No, Harold's sister.
Oh, Harold's sister.
Older
oh.
sister.
Oh.
He was the youngest child of the family. Minnie was the third. Mm-hmm. There were, Minnie had older sister Edith and an older brother, Bill. And she lived right across the street from the schoolhouse.
Oh.
And she was always the latest one there.
That's the way it was when I went to. Yeah.
And she used to chew her fingernails when she was growing up. And after she got out of school, she started to let them grow, and she knew she had the most beautiful nails you ever saw.
Oh.
You never would have believed that they would turn out so nice.
Hmm.
But she didn't, she just lived, I would say 3 or 4 years after graduation.
Hmm.
Carolyn Taylor died within a year.
Of what, some disease they contracted, or?
Well, I've forgotten what Carolyn died of. Yes, Minnie, I think Minnie had TB. And I don't know if some of the old other ones died at later years, and, you know, wasn't as, didn't seem at the time quite as painful as seeing the young ones go.
Oh, right.
But Sel Matthews became a preacher. His name was Selden.
Oh.
He was T.R. Matthews' son,
mm-hmm.
one of T.R.'s. T.R. had, T.R. lived down here where Lurie used to have his office.
Oh.
And next door where there's a vacant lot now was T.R.'s brother Richard, who was Maggie Huff's father.
Oh.
And of course Maggie's gone. She was the mother of Lenore, who was later Lenore Hessen, who was the mother of, I've forgotten her first name, who married Kessner.
Mm.
I think it's K-E-S-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And redheaded boys mm-hmm. that she had. Remember, you know that family.
Yeah. You went your whole 12 years in this wooden schoolhouse.
No, or brick.
Oh, brick.
Yes, the year after I graduated, they tore it down. They didn't tear it down to get me out of there, but they tore it down very quickly.
Yeah. They had part of this other one built in before they
tore it. No, they just had it in mind. I don't know what... I think they put the temporary buildings while they were building the new one.
Yeah.
Because at the time I graduated, they did have some temporary buildings that they put some of the classes in because the school attendance had increased to that point, you know, that they had an additional room.
Yeah. Right. Was the Baptist church there at that time?
No. Orchard Avenue was it was a livery stable at the corner of Orchard and Main.
Where the hardware is now, or mm-hmm. the
at that right at that corner, that entire that was Stevens. What was his first name? Remember? Yeah, we used to pass that livery stable to go to school. And in those days, the young men took the girls out buggy riding.
Yeah?
I know. After we thought we were grown up. Of course, we were in our teens somewhere. And the automobile was beginning to come in, but I remember my brother getting a buggy in. Of course, a buggy one time taking two or three of us girls way out south road, you know, for a buggy ride. And we were so thrilled.
Uh-huh.
Because living here in town, you know, you didn't have your horse and buggy like the farmers did.
Oh, I suppose not.
No.
So that was a real treat.
That was
then.
A real thrill.
Huh? Did he rent this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And then I remember staying overnight one time with a girlfriend who lived out in East Hubbard. Her name was Bentley. She was the granddaughter of the Bentleys that used to live across the street from us.
Yeah.
Her father was Ed Bentley, if I remember rightly. And he brought us into school the next morning in the horse and buggy, and it was raining, and that was such a thrill for me.
I guess.
Yes, the horse and buggy ride, you know, big deal.
And to her, it was probably stuff.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do I remember?
Was your school day about the same as it is today?
Oh, I doubt it. We had no, we didn't have any of the, we had very little in the way of activities, that is, athletic activities. They just started basketball. I was in high school, I guess, when they started that. And they used to be a gymnasium down on North Main Street.
Just a gymnasium separate?
Well, it was actually, at one time it had been a skating rink.
Oh, I didn't know we ever had a skating rink.
Skating rink. And not a nice, a roller.
Roller, huh?
And they used to, the school already rented that for the kids to use as a gymnasium. And that's where they played their basketball when this old building was there. So, before it was extinct.
And there was no football at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was?
When I was in high school, there was.
Oh.
They just started then. I don't know whether I still have my old yearbook around or not, but I did have it. When Benedict was there, they started the first yearbook.
Like,
mm-hmm. The blue and white. Yeah. We selected the color, the blue and white. And so you see, I'm an old hand at that.
Oh,
but in high school we had what? Latin and English. What was the arithmetic?
Algebra.
Yeah. Algebra and what would be the fourth? We had four studies.
Do you have a science course, biology, or something like that?
I suppose I can't recall for sure.
Probably you wouldn't have had, though, that if you had switched to the typing.
Well, I didn't switch till my junior year.
Yeah.
I know then I took a commercial arithmetic and shorthand and typing. Mm-hmm.
And did they have typewriters there for you?
Yes,
they
had the Oh, those big old heavy typewriters. I can remember them. When you put your little finger on the shift key, you could hardly move the carriage.
Yeah.
It seemed like your finger was not going to be strong enough to lift the carriage.
Yeah.
And I remember the first typing lesson, ASDF space, semicolon, OKJ space.
You remembered that well. Oh, I guess. What did you do for entertainment?
Well, they had an occasional school party. I don't remember what they called them now. Do you, Ellen?
No.
Sometimes the party, well, I guess mostly they were held at the school if they had them. Because I can remember a couple of parties down there.
Were they danced things at all?
Oh, no, no dancing. I suppose they played games or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember too much about the fun part.
Just the worst
part. Yeah, that's why today it seems to me, the kids are dreadfully spoiled.
I know.
Because mine was so little. Mm-hmm.
You worked and that wasn't, mm-hmm. Right.
And you went to school or else, your mother saw of that. And if you were too sick to go to school, you were too sick to go out.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to do any horsing around.
Right. When cars started to come into being, do you remember who had the first car in Hubbard? It was a big thing.
It was probably a big thing, but I don't remember that. I just remember the first car we got.
Oh? What was it? Do you remember?
It was an old Overland. Sat up probably 3 or 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah?
They were so high. Yeah, and it was secondhand, you couldn't afford to buy a new car unless you had a lot of money, which we did.
Yeah.
But I can still see that old car. And we used to drive up to Kinsman. My mother had an aunt living there. And we used to drive up there and used to go up that hill between here and Hartford, and Hartford Hill. Well, then it was just a mud or a dirt road. And if it rained, it was mud.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you had 1 inch of it getting up that hill.
Oh, I bet.
And some little old Ford would come along, and go sailing my pasture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those were the days.
I guess. And was there a streetcar through
there? Yes, a streetcar. Mm-hmm. It was built, I think, around 1900.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember... I can remember that flood they had in 1913. We didn't have high water in Hubbard, but we were stranded in Hubbard. We couldn't get in or out.
Between here and Sharon?
And Youngstown.
And Youngstown.
Yes, I know my dad worked in Sharon, and he couldn't get back and forth to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seen my uncle off. He was leaving for India. A bunch of men over from Pennsylvania there somewhere. We're going over to India to help build a steel mill. And he was one of the men, and we saw him off in Sharon on the train. And then we got the car home, and that was the last that anybody got in and out of Hubbard.
Oh, good thing you got home.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that was 1913.
Yeah. Did people board the train in Hubbard ever? Passengers?
Oh, I think occasionally, but it was far down. In those days it was
mm-hmm.
far, because you had no way of going down except by walking.
Right. Yeah.
And that was quite a little walk, to carry a suitcase or anything
right.
like that. So I think as a rule, people probably took the streetcar to Youngstown or Sharon.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Because the streetcars went at least every half hour, I think, sometime in there they went a little off than that, but a half hour at least they went that. And I can remember going to work on the old streetcar. I can remember coming home on the old streetcars, and they had two. Those great big old cars, I don't suppose you remember them. They were great big things. And they'd have two at 5 o'clock over there to load up people. And some of us would be hanging on the steps. When they left Youngstown, that's how many people rode the streetcar.
Mm-hmm. Did they make numerous stops when Hubbard mm-hmm.
then? They stopped all along the way.
Yeah.
Stop number this and that and the other, you know, stop 21, stop 18, stop 16. Stop 16, I had cousins living over there. Stop 19, I had cousins living. And stop 21 was just up around the, you go out, take the road here and go that way a little ways. That was stop 21.
Yeah.
And right up here at the end of Hubbard was stop 32 or 3. They numbered them starting at Youngstown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Came this way. Down here, and I remember stop 40.
The streetcar line went up Jacobs Road, right? Not in the main, not in Route 7. Or did it go both?
No, it went to Jacobs Road.
That's the point, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it went on right away then from Jacobs Road to, quite a little distance it went on private right away to, that street in Youngstown, what is that? I can't remember the name of it anymore. Comes up from Albert Street.
Oak Street?
No, not Oak.
I don't McGuffey.
They call it McGuffey now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was then. But it had another name.
Did you get a job right out of high school and start working?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And you worked in Youngstown?
Mm-hmm. What was my first job? I worked in the Stanley building for some two different men, or their companies were from out of town. I believe their companies were out of town companies, and they were their local representatives. And they shared an office and a secretary, or stenographer they called them in those days. And I went to work for them, and one man was in the office, well, he was in practically every day, but the other man was in about once a week. And that was my first job. And I can't tell you what the names of the outfits were anymore, or the men either, because I was a scared little rat. And, I worked at two or three different jobs until I got a job with the streetcar company. Oh, yes, I went in the streetcar company in the stenographic department. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't just the streetcar company. It was the transportation and power and light. It was all one in those days. The name of it was, at one time, was Shenango Valley, something or other. But they changed the name about the time I went there, to change the name to the Pennsylvania High Power and Light Company. And,
Oh, was this in Sharon that you were working?
Youngstown.
Oh, it was in Youngstown.
I never worked in Sharon.
Oh.
And, I went to work in the stenographic department, and there were six stenographers and the chief steno. And they chased us all around the building, you know, to the different men who needed a stenographer at the time. So you got all types of dictation, all types of dictators, which was very good experience.
Right.
Wonderful experience, mm-hmm. because you got good dictators and you got lousy dictators.
I'll bet. Yeah.
But it improved my ability as a stenographer or secretary. And once you got out of that racket, like, you were good.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what your salary was in those jobs?
Yes, when I first went to work, I worked for $50 a month.
Probably thought that was pretty good,
yeah.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in between my junior and senior high school years, I worked in McKelvey's as a wrapper. Did you ever hear of a wrapper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got $6 a week.
Oh. And what did your trolley car cost to?
$5 a month.
Oh, my.
You could buy a book of tickets for $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that had 54 tickets in it. So you had 27 round trip tickets.
Yeah.
So that was a bargain, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, it sure was. Okay.
Also, in those days, they had a 10 ticket strip for a dollar, which was a little bit more expensive than the book, but also very reasonable, yeah. so that if you didn't go every day, you'd buy the 10 strip tickets, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you traveled every day, then $5 was your best buy. Yeah. That would take you for a month, practically.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you figure $50 a month salary, your transportation is only $5, so you had $45 out of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
To live on.
Yeah. And I paid for it, too.
Yeah.
Because my mother believed in the principle that you should learn the value of a dollar, and you should know you should pay your way at home as well as out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I often borrowed, but I always paid back.
Right. And then borrowed at the end of that one.
Borrowed at the end again. But that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, see, I worked for the Ohio Bell up near Plainmark. That was on Marshall Street. That was before I got started at the streetcar company, because I worked there when the First World War armistice was declared, and the town went wild.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That was, so you know, that was 1918.
Mm-hmm.
No, 1918 was, I don't remember what year it was. I can't recall whether it was 1918 we got into the war, or was 1918 that the war was over.
I think it was over. But my history's pretty bad.
Yeah, mine is too.
Were there any banks in Hubbard when you were little?
Yes, that bank that is now the Dollar Bank. That was the Hubbard Banking Company. That was Mr. March, M-A-R-C-H. Who lived there on the corner of, who had a home there on the corner of East, or Weatherbury and, Bentley. It's now Bentley. It used to be.
Like about where the senior citizens, parking?
Well, no, it was, not, it was Hager, wasn't it?
Well, Hager, that's the
Hager. No, it's on the other corner.
On the other corner?
Yeah, it was Hager and West Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big old house there. And that's where he wasn't related. But anyhow, in some fashion or other, he had Andrew Maris in bank.
Working for him.
And as years went by, Andrew came into that bank.
Mm-hmm.
Manager,
I'm
part owner, I don't know what. See, that was owned by March originally. It was not an institution.
No, it didn't have branch banks.
No. And it was Andrew that eventually let it go to the Dollar Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew later married, okay, forget her first name.
Pearl.
And she was related to March.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was her maiden name March?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I just know.
But, yes.
Pearl.
Mm-hmm, there was that connection.
What kind of grocery stores was there?
Mm-hmm. We had down in the corner. Oh, well, Tom Matthews, general store, he had groceries.
Oh, that was groceries, too.
And, down there where White's butcher shop used to be. Was it in the same location or was it? I think it was one doorway this way. Frank Shook had worked there. And he was there for a good many years. There was one down on the corner here where the gasoline station is now. I've forgotten who owned that. Do you remember?
You mean where the ambulance is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There was one there.
No, I don't.
Because I know that was there when we were small kids, because I remember my mother sending my brother to the grocery store for graham crackers. And he came back and told her they didn't have any. And she said, "What did you ask for?" And he said, "Gingham cookies."
Oh, no. No wonder they didn't have any. Oh.
Yeah, and I fell, when they were surveying around here for sidewalks. We had a little slope, you know, down from the lawn, from the top of the lawn down to the street level. And they had put sticks in the ground, you know, that they do when they're surveying. And I went out there one day and went down the hill and tripped over a stick and landed this way, you know, broke my arm. So I remember that well, too. And my mother sent my brother for the doctor.
Oh.
And she sent him for Dr. McMurray. So that was one of the doctors. And McMurray wasn't there, so he told him if McMurray wasn't there to go to Button. So he got Button. So we also had Dr. Bond. Dr. Button came and set my arm, and then a couple
at
of days,
home?
Mm-hmm.
Home?
And a couple of days later, then he wanted to be certain that the arm was set all right. And a couple of days later, he insisted on Mom and me going with him on the streetcar to Youngstown to the Southside Hospital for an X-ray. That was a big deal.
I guess.
So Mom and he and I went to Youngstown, and he carried me from one streetcar to the other, you know. And, when he lifted me off the steps of the first streetcar way, and I was turning around, come on, Mama, come on, Mama.
Afraid she'd be left behind.
Yeah. He said, and she had told him that he couldn't get very far without her. And he said, I can understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So I was, I think, 8 or 9 at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, had the road already been, it was paved.
No.
No?
No, I don't. No, it's not then.
Hmm.
I can remember the pavement. Both streets, actually, but the front street was first, South Main Street was first. And I can remember them paving that because we were just entranced with the one man who laid bricks. You never saw anybody move so fast, laid bricks so fast. Now, he wouldn't be allowed to be in the union these days.
I'm sure.
Because he worked too good. He laid those bricks so fast.
And probably neatly, too.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. And then did they do Church Street very soon after that?
Oh, I think it was several years after.
They did all four Main Streets about the same time, did they?
Yeah, I think North and South Main and then East and West Liberty.
Yeah.
And,
but then the cars were starting to be popular.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And they were taking the ground off their property, you know, for the street. And then not only that, but making you pay, the paving was charged to your property, you know, you had to pay for it.
Whether you wanted it or not.
If you didn't have the money, it went on your taxes.
Oh.
On your tax bill.
Oh.
So we had quite a bill, you know, over
you
the corner.
Sure did.
There, yeah. What else can I remember?
You're doing great.
Yeah, I didn't know you wanted that kind of stuff. I thought you wanted more in the way of historical dates and so forth.
No, just what life was like in Hubbard and what buildings were around and...
Well, I'll tell you, one building is still there, and that's Bessie Barnes' old barn down there.
It must have always been there.
Oh, in the down the down this corner on the north, not north, southeast corner.
Okay.
It was an old hotel. Did you know about
no.
that?
No.
Yeah, that old. What was, do you remember whether it had a name or not? We just called it the old hotel. It was a frame building.
Yeah, I don't remember what they called it. There was a girl that lived in here that went to school.
Yeah.
Patterson, her
mm-hmm,
name.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they called it. I don't remember what they called the hotel.
I think her father was connected with it in some way. Yes, they were two daughters, I think.
They lived in there. They lived there.
Well, now, was this in the days when there would have been horses and buggies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where did they... Just behind the hotel somewhere.
Well, and then possibly that barn was in connection with it. I don't know.
Well, wasn't there a little stable on the other side between the hotel and where Bessie Barnes is?
There's a barn there. Oh, you mean between the...
Like a livery stable between there.
I couldn't tell you, no.
I don't know why.
But where Bessie is now located, French Klingon had that store, you know.
Did he build it?
I don't know whether he built it or not, but that was the French... It had been in the Klingon family, I guess. I don't know whether he started where his father did, but...
Who came to stay in this hotel? People?
People, yeah, traveling through, I suppose, salesmen, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in the days before Prohibition, I understand that was quite a live play. And at one time, Hubbard had 14 saloons.
Oh! Oh,
now, I don't know that of my own knowledge,
no.
But I remember my folks talking about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We were a jump town, huh?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of, what was Busy Boy? Is it like a feed store? Yeah. Quite a few of those around, maybe.
Probably. I don't recall any other than that one, French Clean's. That was a feed store. And I don't think he had all the junk in it that Bessie has nowadays.
That's quite a place, I guess.
Yeah, but that was a feed store. Mm-hmm. And she worked for him, you know. She was a class or two behind me in school. And I don't remember whether she went to work for him directly out of school or not, but she worked for him for a good many years, you know, and of course she just stayed on.
Stayed
him,
right
you know.
There, yeah. What about a post office? Was there a post office?
Yes, the post office was down on North Main Street. Old man Boyle was postmaster.
Oh.
He was, he later represented the city of Hubbard in a, he was an attorney. He later represented the city of Hubbard in a lawsuit against the streetcar company, I think it was. And I've forgotten what it was about. But he was the father of those Boyles, and, you know, that lived up on East Liberty
right.
Street. And I don't even recall following him, but at one time, then Grace Randall was the postmistress, and she was there for quite a few years. Do you remember that, or
not
remember hearing
really,
about
just
it?
Just hearing about it.
And I don't remember what year the present post office was built. Do you?
No, it's probably a cornerstone down there. Have to look
probably,
up.
Yeah.
Hmm. Was the Methodist Church the only one in Hubbard? No,
the Presbyterian was the one over here on the corner of Miss Liberty and
Hager.
That was the Presbyterian. The Baptist was down on North Main, just about opposite the old Catholic Church.
Oh.
And the Central Christian was where it is now. It was the older building that was torn down.
The one
down.
That burned down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burned down.
Yeah. And it wasn't the Assembly of God.
Was there a Catholic church then?
Oh, yes, it was Catholic church. We were talking about that the other day and trying to remember the building previous to the yellow brick.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't remember exactly where it was.
Maybe someone will come up with pictures of it.
Then. Yeah, they may. Yes, it was the four Protestant denominations and the Catholic church.
Mm-hmm. We missed here. I think we've covered pretty well everything on here. Oh, do you know why your parents chose Hubbard to settle in?
No. Well, unless, see, my father came from over in West Middlesex. My mother was raised in Hubbard. She wasn't born here, but she was raised in Hubbard, or just out east of Hubbard.
Yeah.
Whether it was because of the closeness of the two locations and they didn't want to move away from what they were familiar with, something of that nature. I don't know other than that.
But your dad worked in ship.
Yeah.
So he took the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I think you've done right well.
Good. I'm glad I was of some help.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think I'd be much good
to you. Oh, you told me all kinds of things that I didn't know. And, you know, I remember an awful lot about, having always lived here. I remember some of the old things, like Verhagen's Bakery down there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that used to be there. But it's really interesting to hear what people a little older than me know what to tell, you know. So I think this book will probably turn out to be an interesting thing.
Yes, I remember here several years back when Phyllis Gamache was putting pictures in the paper, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I sent her a correction one time, and she never acknowledged.
Oh, she had something in the wrong place, huh?
Yes. I've forgotten now just what it was. It was in connection with the old T.R. Matthews property here on South Main Street. But she didn't have it right. And I sent her a correction, and
I never read any more about it.
I never got any acknowledgement or any thank you, I'll tell you that.
Were there, where did people buy cars when they first started to become popular?
That's a good question.
And Overland just appeared out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. I don't know that I can, the first agency that I remember in Hubbard was one that, what's his name had down here on West Liberty? What was his name?
Ray Matthews.
Ray Matthews. That's the first one I remember.
Must have been out of town somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. I don't suppose you remember what they paid for it.
No, I'm just saying just
probably it would shock us now.
I don't know that I even knew it.
Probably
time.
Not, no.
I know it wasn't any great amount because my folks never had that much money.
Right. And it might have seemed a lot at the
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah,
the
probably
plan.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Well, Jesus, this is great. I'm really glad I come down. you don't mind signing a paper to just say that this can be used. You know, all it is saying that it's all right to give it to the Youngstown University.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't give any
nothing personal.
No secrets. Did I sign on? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't know why I volunteered to do this in the beginning, but I've ended up enjoying it.
I bet you have.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I have. It's been a lot of fun.
Wasn't your mother able to get a lot of dope? Too?
Right, yeah. I haven't actually taped her yet, but like from Grandma and Grandpa Bell's old farm and so forth. But,
yes, I remember your grandmother. I don't remember your grandfather.
Don't you?
But I remember your grandmother. She was one of Mom's group.
Right.
Yeah. Because I remember my mother calling her Emma Bell.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emma Bell. Mom always called them Mama and Papa. And that always, I guess when I was little, I thought this was fine. But now when I hear her speaking Papa, it sounds
so odd. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it really does. So, well, thank you ever so much.